Westfall, a program manager on the Access team. As many as you know, the 2010 release allows you to publish your Access databases to the web. I'm going to show you how you can intermix your client and web objects.
We think many advanced Access services applications will have client objects and web objects, where the web objects cannot perform all the rich client functionality. They are created in the web designers, where there's a strict division between the objects. The isClient expression allows you to conditionally branch your logic depending on where the form is running. A web form can use the isClient expression by checking to see if the application is running in the rich client, and if so, run some VBA code from a button click. Otherwise, the code can hide the button, so the user is never presented with a macro that is not available on the web. The following example uses the isClient function to run a client macro to save an Outlook contact. To set up this logic, we first need to create the client macro to save that contact to Outlook. Next, we set up logic in the onClick event of the Save to Outlook button to run the macro we just created. This allows the client macro to be run from the web form. Next, we need to only show the Save to Outlook button when we are running on the client, since the Save to Outlook macro action is not supported on the server. We conditionally hide the button by putting the following code in the onLoad event of the contact details form. When the button is clicked in the client, it will pop up the Outlook contact dialog to allow you to add your contact to Outlook. On the server, the button is completely hidden from view.